Now, each month we chat with Chris Danielson, who is the PR director for the National Federation of the Blind in the United States. A bit of a catch-up on what's been happening there. Chris joins us once again. Great to have you, Chris.
Always great to be here, Alan. Thanks again for having us.
Now, today we are going to talk a bit about a center of excellence. Tell us more.
The National Federation of the Blind is headquartered in the state of Maryland and in the city of Baltimore. Probably the only state in the country that has a cabinet-level Department of Disabilities. So what I mean by that is we have a state governor, and then one of the members of his cabinet is a secretary of the Department of Disabilities. And it's really unusual for a state to have an official of that level that is in charge of disability policy. But what that has meant is that we were able to engage in a public-private partnership with that department through the National Federation of the Blind and create what we call the Center for Excellence in Non-Visual Access. We focus particularly on education, employment, training. We're also working on things like wayfinding technology through our Smart Cities Initiative. And we actually have an accessibility fellows program that works with college professors and other people who train technology developers so that they learn about accessibility on the front end, and then they can incorporate it into their products and services. One of the things that may be most interesting to your listeners is that we do actually have monthly trainings. We call them boutiques. They're usually only an hour or an hour and a half long. Everything from learning how to use some of the collaborative tools that are used in the modern workplace and in education, like Google Docs, and you and I were talking before we went on air about Teams, to even entertainment and knowing how to use the various streaming services and music services that are available to us all now. We also have quarterly trainings that are half-day trainings that deal with much deeper dives into web accessibility and software accessibility and the sort of larger principles that developers and educators and employers need to know in order to make sure that their products and services are more accessible.
So you're looking at providing training for users and, you know, service providers as well. Are you working with corporates and public offices then? And you mentioned the smart cities. Are you working to develop new technologies and things like wayfinding and so on?
Absolutely. For example, we're working with a company called Good Maps that has a really innovative technology. It's indoor wayfinding. So instead of using things like Bluetooth beacons, the way Good Maps works is it uses what's called LiDAR technology to map out a building. And then what you can do if a building has been mapped out for Good Maps is you can actually go into the building and open the Good Maps app and show it where you are with a camera on your phone. And then you can designate where you're trying to get to, and it'll tell you how to get from point A to point B, from where you are to anywhere in the facility. Also, we've partnered with some major corporations and some major government entities in making kiosks accessible. So for example, McDonald's now has accessible kiosks to place orders in some of their restaurants. That was the result of working with the CENA and Vispero, which is of course the company that makes Jaws. We've also worked with the California Department of Motor Vehicles to make their kiosks accessible. So we are doing all kinds of partnerships to make all kinds of technologies, wayfinding, kiosks, learning management systems, all of those things more accessible.
So many popping up now. You know, you walk into train stations, bus stations, it's touch screens to buy tickets. Now they are kind of appearing everywhere. And then, you know, wayfinding, you know, we're used to GPS and sat nav when we're out and about, even walking, but indoor wayfinding is just amazing. You know, it almost opens everything up, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, think about the most complex buildings that you can think of, shopping malls, or, you know, hospitals, airports, places where it can really be a challenge for a blind individual to to find what we're looking for. And some of this technology could really change all of that. You know, maybe we'll get to the point where, as useful as services like IRA and so forth are, maybe we'll get to the point where, at least in a lot of buildings, we'll be able to find our own way without having to gauge the assistance of somebody else.
Sounds fantastic, Chris. Can people find out more about the center, as well as obviously the information about the NFB, of course?
Well, sure. Our main website is nfb.org, and we have a subpage that is nfb.org/CENA, C-E-N-A, that talks about all of these initiatives and has links to our trainings, which anybody can join. We're doing all the trainings virtually now, and you can participate in those trainings. We have another website, which is accessibilityswitchboard.org, which is a resource both for consumers and for developers and businesses who are trying to make their products and services more accessible. And as always, you can reach us on Facebook. Our Twitter handle is at @NFB_voice, and you can email us at nfb@nfb.org.
Chris, great to chat with you as always. We'll catch up again next month, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again for having us, Alan. See you next month.